curator Anne Temkin.
What's amazing about the Scream, of all Munch's major images, it's the only one he never made in oil on canvas. So this very rough expression that the scene kind of conjures, he felt that oil would be too elegant for that. People have talked about this as an agitated surface or a nervous surface or even a kind of hysterical surface. If you look at the way those marks are made, there's nothing he's hiding. Munch has chosen to use pastel crayons for this work. He can use them to make a very sharp line, as you see in some of the strokes, for example, of the water or the body. But he can also make them pretty grainy, almost like a kid would use a wax crayon. He chose to expose the kind of internal workings of that psyche, just with that very, very wiry line on the left and right side of the head, where the hands are. Also, if you look closely, you realize that one eye is a circle and one eye is an almond. And in fact, one nostril is brown and one nostril is blue. And very importantly, sometimes not using the pastel crayon at all. Like if you look at his face, it's actually the raw paper that gives it the color that it has. When you look at those hands, it almost feels like they're about to lift this flat face right off the necklace body that it sits on top of. And so although these may seem like very basic and crude marks Munch is making, he's making them with extremely great artistic intelligence to convey an effect that he's shooting for, which is that the surface of this picture is actually as close to being activated as an inanimate thing can be.